The scene in West Lafayette's Lindbergh Village is a puzzling mix of visuals. In one home, a charred car sits underneath the rubble of what used to be the garage holding it. Next door, in the yard of the home that is believed to have started the fire, a tree still stands in the front yard, the back half of it a burnt ochre, the front half still a lively green. Investigators from the state fire marshal's office planned to spend Monday trying to sort that puzzle out. Wabash Township Fire Chief Ed Ward says he hopes one of the outcomes of the investigation might be a new look at the county's planning and zoning rules.
Some of the difficulty is stuff that we already know. This just drives some of that stuff home. You know, the zero lot line, where there's just not space between the homes. You know, that contributes a lot. As they're building homes closer together, they're also not building them as strong as they used to build them.
All told, five houses were destroyed. Several others had their siding melted off. The monetary damage is still unclear. In West Lafayette, Stan Jastrzebski, WBAA News.